Lord, we thank you because you are not only our Father, you are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are everything to us. And you are the light of life, and you are the day star. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise and glory, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to share some exhortation with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll start here at 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to just talk about the light of life for a little bit. 2 Peter chapter 1, I'll start at verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Now that word of prophecy is what brings light. Amen. Until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Now, knowing this first, you know that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, but the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We see in this scripture that there is a light that shineth even in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Who's that day star? Who is that day star, folks? Amen. Let's read another scripture before we get into this. Let me read from Luke chapter 1. And I want to read from about verse 74 or so. Let me start from verse 68, just to give some context. Luke 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Can somebody say amen? And he had raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto our father Abraham, that he will grant us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Now, he was prophesying, of course, you know, about the what God was going to do. And also there was a young man at that time, a baby, a child that came. You know, he was like a forerunner. You know, his name was John. We called him John the Baptist. And he said, and thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. Now, this part is the exciting part. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby that day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet even into the way of peace. Amen. So, the day star, Jesus, it's also called the light of the life. I mean, the light of life. Let's look at some other quick scriptures before we bring out some viewpoint here. John chapter 1. This chapter in John chapter 1 also reveals more about Jesus being the light. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So we see that the light, it shined in darkness. Darkness did not comprehend it. Let me jump to verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We're talking about Jesus. Let me also read from the book of 1 John. This is the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 5. First epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 5. This one talks about God being light, and no darkness in him at all. He said, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. So that's the light that I just want to talk about today. You know, and people talk about the message, and the message, well, here it says, this is the message that we have heard of him, which we declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And that's the message, folks. And that's that light that is going to catch us out of here. Of course, you know, we have to follow his word and do everything that he says. But let's see what he talks about. Now, remember, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, we know that God is light, but let's see what he says, you know. I mean, not only is he light, he's also called the Father of lights, so we know that, you know. With him, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. But let's see what Jesus talked about, you know. He said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, John 8 verse 12, Jesus, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like, let me read it here. John chapter 8 verse 12. He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. It's almost like Jesus painting a picture for us, you know, on how we can walk through this light of life. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, you know, but shall have the light of life. Well, that's what Jesus said about himself. But let's see what he said about us. Well, here's one more thing he said about himself before I go into that one. John chapter 9, verse 5. John chapter 9, verse 5. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You know, so these are the things that Jesus, you know, said about himself. Him being the light, and this is the testimony that John gave about him. Let's look at some things that Jesus said about us. And we try to draw some parallel. We read here from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Remember the ones we have read so far called, said that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And that's what John testified. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. And he said, as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. You know, now, but here he says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, ye are the light of the world. So it's almost as if he's conferring the same thing upon us. Or if you will, you know, passing the baton. Say, look, Ye are the light of the world. A city that set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it in a bushel, under a bushel, but they light it on a candlestick so it gives light to all that are in the house. Now, let your light so shine, therefore, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today, we're just talking about the light. Now, Jesus is that light. He's the light of life. He's the day star. You know, but he imputed unto us, the privilege of also being the light of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we know that God also, the scripture also calls him the Father of lights. I quoted that, but I didn't read it. So let me quickly read it in James chapter 1. I think like verse 17 or so. Let me quickly read that. James chapter 1. See, every good and every perfect gift, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. Now, it didn't say Father of light, singular, but it said Father of lights, plural. Well, we are his children, so the lights, I believe, that he's referring to here would have to be the elect of God. Amen. Amen. I mean, is God our Father? Are we his children? Yeah. So if you say the Father of lights, then he must be talking about us. Now, we must not walk in darkness. You know, for us to be a part of God, we have to be completely light. You know, the Bible says that in him is no darkness at all. So that's the part we want to talk about now. You know, in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24, we know that Enoch, he walked with God. The Bible said that he was not. God took him. And later on in the book of Hebrews, it talks about him having the testimony that he pleased God before his translation. You know, we see that, well, two cannot really walk together except they be agreed. Amen? Hello? In the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, you will see that. See, can two walk together except they be agreed? No. So two can't really walk together except they be agreed. You know, so we see that when Enoch walked with God, he had to be in agreement with God. Now, two being agreed is not God agreeing with us. That's not the way it works. It is us agreeing with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we must line up with the Lord. And the saints of God will line up with the chief headstone. You know, that's how God is going to do it. You know, he called him the head of the body. He's the head of the body, and that church is his body. So everything must come together in one. Now, if we are in agreement with the Lord, let's look at some things about this light, the characteristics of some of this light that, will reflect in our lives. Part of being in agreement with the Lord is what he says here in John chapter 15 and verse 14. It says, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. So he commands and we do. End of story. Praise the Lord. There's no argument with him. You know, he commands and we do. And the Holy Spirit tells us and we do. And that's the area that we need to grow into. You know, because sometimes, we stray away from his commandments. We stray away from his word. But that's the area that we need to grow into. We have to grow into that light. It is that light that brings perfection in our lives. Listen to this in Psalm 119. I'm going to just read two verses there. Psalm 119. I'm going to read some verses 105 and verse 130. Verse 130, I quote it almost every time I stand on this pulpit in the Sunday service. Verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know, so if we're standing in his word, that's what actually brings light to our situation. You know, right where you are, it's light all around you, so you can't be in darkness. And he paints a path in front of us. If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. You have the light of life. And he says, that word is a light unto my path. So we see that Jesus called himself the light of the world. John testified of him as being the light of the world. And indeed, you know, Jesus is the word of God. And he said, thy word is a light unto me, my path, and so on. So put two and two together. Basically, the word of God is that light unto us. Listen to verse 130. The entrance of thy word. I say this every Sunday that I'm up here. The entrance of thy word gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Now, when the word of God comes into our life, it brings that light. Now, it's not just part of the word of God. It has to be all of the word of God. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. You know, Jesus quoted this himself when the devil came against him in that, on those temptations on the mountain and so forth, you know. And here's what he said. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord shall man live. Amen. So that's every word. That's not some of the word, you know. That's every word. Every word that comes out of his mouth, that's how we shall live. And let's see what Jesus also says here, you know, in the book of John chapter 8. He says in John chapter 8, verse 51, we used to sing this song, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, you shall never see death." Well, you know, the people never understood it when he said it. And they said, well, you know, all these people are dead and so forth. Why are you talking about this? Well, I actually believe that if a man can keep every word of God, he will never see death. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. You say, well, and the disciples said to Jesus one time, say, well, then who then can be saved? You know, who can really do this thing? You know, we are not sufficient unto these things, but our sufficiency is of God. Amen. And it is impossible with men, but with God, it is possible. If a man keep my saying, that's every word of God. You know, that's how we must strive to be. He shall never see death. You know, that's what he wants of us. Now, I'm just reading a lot of scriptures here, and then after a few more scriptures, I will say a few things. I just want to read the scriptures, throwing it out there. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So the commandment and the law, that's light. That's again, it's the word of God that brings light into our situations. Now, the Bible also talks about, you know, if people do not stick to the word of God, it means there is really no light in them, right? You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20. Turn with me to that one. You know, all of these scriptures that we are reading here, even though I'm going through them very fast, they all bring together one point that something that I'm going to join together in a minute. Isaiah chapter 8, and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. You know, basically he's saying, always go back to the word. Don't take anybody's word for it. Always go back to the word. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So you see, again, this word is very important. If anybody that's not living or speaking according to the word of God, it's because there is no light in them. You know, so basically we see that again, it is that word that brings the light. But if they're not speaking according to the word, then you know it's because there is no light in them, is what he's saying. Now let's read a very critical scripture, and then we're going to go into some things here. Now, in the book of John chapter 11, this was the chapter of the resurrection of Lazarus. So I'm sure many people have read this chapter, many parts of it from time to time. So it's not entirely new. But I just want to read two verses. In John chapter 11, I want to read verses 9 and 10. Please, I want us to pay attention to this one. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world." Now, there's a difference between the light of this world, you know, in this place, than the one that he said he had the light of the world. Now, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Now, this is a very profound statement, because Jesus did not say here that the man will stumble because he does not see the light. You know, he said if somebody is walking in the day, I mean, he can clearly see. You know, if you're walking in the day or driving in the day, you can clearly see. But if you're walking or driving at night, you may not be able to see some things clearly, you know, because there's no light. You know, I mean, it's dark. But here's what he said. If a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. I mean, I think this is a kind of profound statement. He could have said, if the man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light around. But he said, no, there is no light in him. Now, that means, if you put it all together, all the scriptures we have read, if you put it all together, it means that if the light of God is in you, that word is in you, you will never walk in darkness. I mean, even if it's dark all around you, the Bible says that gross darkness shall cover the whole world and so forth, but the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon thee. Amen. So even though it's dark around you, if you have the light of God in you, you will never really be in darkness, because the light is in you. Not that you have the light, you know, some light. And we know that, you know, light is a very powerful thing. In fact, if you come into the room, a room in the night, and it's dark, very dark, the first thing that people do, most people at least, I know that's the first thing I do, is I reach for the light switch, turn on the light. Amen. Is that true? That's the first thing. And they usually put by design, the light switch right by the door. They don't go and put it way inside that you stumble around and fall over before you get there. They usually put it right by the door so you can easily just reach over and turn on the light. That's the first thing we do. And so folks, we are in a very dark hour and we need to turn on the light. Amen. We need to turn on the light. Full blast. Don't just put it in dim. You know, we have a switch over here and you can dim this light up and down. No, we don't want the dim light. You know, we want full light. Full blast. Let's turn it on. Praise the Lord. Listen to this again. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. Where it talks about, you know, if the light that's in us, I mean, if, you know, the eye is the light of the body, something like that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, that means straight on, you know, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the word. If your eyes be single and straight on, then thy whole body shall have light. And that's another food for thought, you know, because it said the eye is the light of the body. So if you keep your eye straight on, you know, then you will have full light all over your body. A couple more scriptures here. Job chapter 31. The book of Job. Chapter 31. Let me just read from the first verse. And I'm going to this verse of scripture along with another one in Psalms, which I'm going to talk about now. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Well, you know, don't let your eyes stray. Maid or any other evil thing, whatever it is, you know. I found this scripture kind of interesting. Listen to this. Psalm 101 and verse 3. Psalm 101 and verse 3. Let's see if I can get it here. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. So it's not just looking upon a maid. It's any wicked thing at all. Remember, the eye is the light of the body. So I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Now, what are we saying with all of these things? Now, all these scriptures that I have read point to one, you know, one fact that I want to bring out in this exhortation is that Jesus is the light. The light is in that word. The more we delve into that word, meditate upon that word, and have that word in us, the more of the light we have. You know, we cannot walk with God if we walk in darkness, because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Enoch walked with God. And remember, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. So what does all this mean? Okay. Let me switch gears for a minute and talk to us about where this light is taking us. Now, we know that God is light. Light is something that cannot be created, folks, you know, because God is light. And neither can it be quenched. It's almost like, you know, Einstein or all these people once said, well, you know, energy and so forth cannot be created or destroyed. Well, light from the scriptures, let's read Isaiah 45 and verse 7. This is the very essence of God in a way, if you want to look at it that way. Isaiah 45 verse 7 says, I form the light and create darkness. I've always found that scripture a bit interesting. Why did he say, I create the light and also create darkness? Why did he use two different, you know, verbs there? I form the light and I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. You know, so you see that I want to talk now about the light spectrum for just a few minutes. In the light spectrum, light is on one side, darkness is the other side. You know, God can shape that light and help us to shape our lives into that light. Didn't really create in the beginning. He said, let there be light. Not because it was created. He just said, let there be. You know. And he forms the light. But you see, he used a different verb for create darkness. Now, darkness, it has a beginning. And it's going to have an end. Light doesn't really have a real beginning because God is light. And if God is light, he can never have an end. Praise the Lord. And at some point in time, the Bible says that there will be no darkness there. You know, so he's going to do away with the darkness. And there will even be no need for the light of the sun or the moon or whatever, because the Lamb himself shall be the light and the glory of the city. Hallelujah. Now, take a look at the spectrum of light. Just consider the horizontal axis, for instance. The light is on one side, darkness is on the other side. On the side of light is life. On the side of darkness is death. Now, consider that for a minute. Light of life. They go together. It says, I am the light of life. So the light and the life go together. And darkness, of course, and death go together. Now, at the same time when there will be no more death, or no more darkness, actually, then there will be no more death also. So we see that the darkness and the death, they go together. But the light and the life, they go together. Now, I believe that one of the things that God is doing at the end of the age, perhaps the most important thing, is getting us transformed, as it is said in the book of Corinthians. So we are changed from glory to glory. Amen. He's transforming us in that light and pulling us closer to that light all the time. And if we keep pressing towards that light, like Enoch did, he pressed and pressed towards that light. We don't have all the story, very brief, that we know about Enoch. But I guarantee you, he was always getting closer to that light. And one day, when he united with that light, he was gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, if we keep pressing towards that light, one day, if we can unite completely with that light, we may just be gone. You know, And the Lord, you know, he took him. Because once he transformed into that light, there was no coming back. This was not a zone where you go in and out. See, right now, we're going in and out of that zone. You know, sometimes we go in, sometimes we come out. We go in, we come out. But this one here, when you're approaching unto light, that no man, you know, can actually handle except they themselves be in that light. You see, the Bible says no man can approach into the light. Well, you know, if you are not in the light, you can't approach. But if you are in the light, you definitely can approach. Because Jesus said, I am the light. And he said, walk in me and you will not be in darkness, but you have the light. You know, so when the people that cannot approach are in darkness. But the Bible says that even the Lord came that the people that sit in darkness may see the great light. Amen. The people, that's what salvation is all about. That people, their eyes may be opened, that they may be transformed from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of light, that they may be able to partake of the inheritance of the saints in light. It's all about light, folks. And Jesus was in the both dimensions at the same time. For our sakes, you know, he had to split it. Because he had always been light. But for our sakes, he had to drop down, you know, into this realm. You know, and one day, he needed to show it to them. So in Matthew 17 on Mount Transfiguration, as we call it, he took them there and he peeled it back a little bit so that they could see. And they saw that light. And Peter said, wow, let's just stay here and dwell in this thing forever, you know, because this is beautiful. And then he peeled back again and so forth. But, you know, he was in a dimension where he didn't have to go and come from that light back and forth because he is the light himself. But, you know, as long as Jesus was in that zone, that light, death couldn't get him, you know. Did you ever wonder why, when he was on the cross, he said, my God, lama sabachthani? Why hast thou forsaken me? You know, have you ever thought about that? You know, he really couldn't die if he was in that light. And that light had to leave him for a minute so death could get him on our behalf. Death had to get him. But if he was in that light, that eternal light, death couldn't get him. So, by the eternal wisdom and the predeterminate counsel of God, that light had to move away from him for just a minute. And Jesus groaned and said, "Why, Lord, have thou forsaken me?" Because he had to go away from him just a minute. You know, because he was made sin at that time. And God had to separate, you know, from that, you know, that moment that he was made sin for us. Because in him is no sin at all. So once he became sin for us, God had to separate just for one moment. And that death could get him, you know. And that's how death got him, you know. Now, the converse of that is we are now on this side. If we stay in the light, if we press towards that light, remember, death and darkness is on one side of the spectrum. Light and life is on the other side of the spectrum. And if we keep moving towards that light, the closer you get to the light, the farther you get away from darkness and death. Praise the Lord. Now, that may be a little complicated or whatever, but that's the truth. Because light and life are on one side, and death and darkness are on the other side. And if we keep moving, you know, if we just keep moving towards that light, we're going to see something great in our lives. Let me read Acts chapter 26. This was Paul giving testimony before Agrippa and so on. And here's what he said. He was talking about what happened to him on the way to Damascus. Acts 26 and verse 15. And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness of both these things that you have seen," and so forth, "and of these things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee." Now, see how this thing works. Look at how the process of salvation works in the next verse. "Open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." See, that's how it works. Turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So darkness, death, and Satan are on one side. Light, life, and the Lord on the other side. So God wants to turn people from the power of Satan and the power of darkness onto light, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by the faith that is in me. Hallelujah. That's how Jesus, that's a complete work. It's a complete work. It's beyond just saying, you know, accept Jesus as your personal savior or some stuff like that. No, it's way beyond that. This is being transformed from darkness to light. We're being transformed. And the light shineth, the Bible says. Darkness cannot comprehend it. Can't overpower it. It can't even comprehend it. And we need to be moving towards that light. Now, something that I said just a minute ago, that, you know, as long as we, you know, Jesus, he stayed in that zone, we found out that, you know, death really couldn't get him. And when he became sin for a moment, the Lord had to pull back, you know, so that, you know, could die for our sins. You know, this teaches us that if we stay in the light as well, Jesus said it, "If a man keep my saying," that's staying 100% in the light, "he shall never see death." Death can't get him. You say, well, what does that all mean? Well, it means exactly, literally, what it says. You know, but it just means that the reason it's hard for us to comprehend is because of the way things have been in the world since the beginning. You know, Adam could have stayed in that light, but sin took that light away from him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That glory of God is that light. You know, and if we would have stayed in the light, you know, that light covered him at the beginning. He was covered by light. You know, I didn't even know that he was naked. You know, but when they sinned, that light left him. And then all of a sudden he was naked. And from that time unto Jesus, people dwelt in darkness. And the Bible says, you know, it is a little thing that thou shouldest be my servant only to the children of Israel. I will make thee to be salvation to the ends of the earth, that you may be a light to people that sit in darkness. They may see a great light. And he brought that light. We are in that light today. Let us stay in the light. Praise the Lord. Let us stay in the light. Let us not walk in darkness. Let us not walk in the ways of the heathen, you know, but let us stay in darkness. Now, the summary of what we have said today, I'm going to round it up now, is that there is a calling for the people of God for us to walk in the light. And the Bible says, walk in the light, even as he is in the light. Well, what does it mean to walk in the light? Well, God is light and there's no darkness in him at all. Anything that is darkness, we have to eschew it. I mean, get it out of there. You know, the things that are darkness, like bitterness, you know, backbiting, you know, and so on, all these kind of things, the pointing of the finger, you know, and all that, you know, and unforgiveness. These are all the little foxes that spoil the vine. They also like the thing that bring darkness, you know. These are the things that must be purged. The Bible says, purge out the old leaven. We must purge that level, must purge all those things out so that we can be truly light. And if we can be truly light, did you know that, I can't go into this, this is a different message for a different day, but I can't go into this. But if somebody is walking in that light, like Jesus was walking in, you know, I can prove it from the scriptures, but not today, you know, there will not be a miracle, you know, that will be hard around them at all, you know, because Jesus said, I see the devil fall like lightning, you know. I mean, that devil will just be moving away from that light, you know, he'll be moving away from that light. And that's why Jesus, everything he did, all the miracles and so forth, some of the miracles that we struggle with sometimes, we're praying for somebody. For a long time, nothing happens. Many, many, many hours of prayer, days of prayer, nothing happens. And even sometimes, you know, those kind of people go away, you know, may even give up the ghost and go. But I believe that the closer we get to that light, just like Jesus was, you know, in that light, we begin to see those things come to light, come to pass, just like Jesus did. I mean, he could raise the dead. You know, he could call the dead out of the grave after so many days of being in the grave. I mean, he could do all of this. He could walk on water. He could do all these things and so forth because he was in the light. Hallelujah. And he was walking in the light, always walking in the light. And the Father had this to say about him. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You know, that's what the Father had to say about him. And that's something that we want to hear. And I believe that the only way that we can truly hear that is when we are in the light, like Jesus was in the light. And I want to remind us today, even though I talked about miracles, which I know, you know, is there, that commendation that Jesus got from the Father, this is my beloved Son, in whom am I well pleased. He got that commendation before one recorded miracle. Because that was when he went to be baptized of John. And from there he went into the wilderness. And then he came out and began to do his public ministry. But he got that commendation already. So it wasn't just exactly about the miracles. You know, it was about his perfect submission and being in the light. Let's stand up to pray. being in the light, walking in the light, just like Jesus is the light of life, and he is a day star. He will shine in our hearts, his word in our hearts. Remember, if they walk not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. And if they stumble around when it seems like it's dark, you know, if there's confusion around and they are stumbling, it's because there's no light in them. You know, so if they have the word of God and they speak according to the word of God, no matter what's going on around them, if we have that light, speak according to that word, do only according to that word, hide that word in our hearts that we may not sin against him. Cleanse our ways by his word. How shall a young man cleanse his ways? We stick to the word of God in all things. It will be a light to our path. A lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And it will lead us straight to the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. It put us in the paths of righteousness. The enemy will try to close in, but he can't do it because the Bible says, the light shineth and the darkness comprehend it not. Let's raise our hands and begin to pray. Let's ask God, lead me into this light. Oh, into this light that is greater than I. Lead me into this light. Lead me into this light, Lord. Lead me into this light. Lead me into this light. Help me, Lord, to be transformed completely. And I know, Lord, you are still working on me. Everybody begin to pray for yourself. We're being transformed day by day by the glory of the Lord. And the light of God is shining more and more until the perfect day. Let that light continue to shine. Say, the path of the righteous is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We don't want the dim light. If your light is dim, begin to pray that the Lord will let it shine. You know, there's a song we used to sing even for little kids. This little light of mine, let it shine. We don't want it to be dim. Let it shine. Let it shine for the Lord. Jesus said, let your light so shine. Don't be a closet believer. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. Those who are, if their works were dark, Jesus said, you know, they like to hide around the dark. They won't come to the light. You know, but if their light, if their work was good, they come to the light that it may be made manifest. And everything that is light is manifest. And everything that is manifest is also light. God is the Father of lights. Father, Lord, make us, O Lord, truly the lights that you want us to be. Let our light, O Lord, truly shine for you. Give us the grace to press continually toward that light. And someday, by the grace of God, when we get into the zone of being united with the light, perfectly, in perfect unison, we won't have to go back and forth. And then maybe we're translated just like that, just like Enoch was. Hallelujah. And I don't believe that God is a respecter of persons. The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons. But in every nation, all those whose hearts are perfect before him, they're accepted before him. And if we can walk with God like Enoch walked with God, who knows? The Lord may just do the same for us like he did for Enoch. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the light of the world. And you turn around and said unto us that we are also the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Father, Lord Jesus, any places of our lives where there have been any dimness of that light, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the light, the day star, let him shine. Let him shine through us now. It's a beautiful light shining not only around us, but in us. You know, we should sing that song within us rather than around us, because the light should be in him. If he has light in him, then he would not stumble. Now that beautiful light, let it shine in us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is in us, and we are his children, and we are called the lights, because he's the Father of lights. Father, help us, O Lord, to press in, and everything that is darkness, help us, O Lord, to expunge it from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Purging out the old leaven. Purging out even the darkness that leads to death. Darkness is the thing that leads to death, folks. And if we walk in the light, as he is in light, verily, verily, I say unto you, if any man keep my saying, if any man abide in that saying, not go in and out, not today keep it or tomorrow you don't keep it. If any man keep my saying, he shall have the light of life and he will never taste death. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And again, if any man keep my saying, and if he abide in me, even as I abide in him in the true light, abide in him, then he shall ask whatsoever he willeth. See, raising of dead, anything, or it doesn't matter. The true light is in him. He shall ask whatever he will, and it will be done, because he is in the light. And the light can flow through him. It becomes a channel. Father, make us, O Lord, a channel. Make us a channel of light. Make us light unto all that are around us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lighten the corner where we are. In Jesus' name. Let that light shine. Turn on the light, folks. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. We are looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming to gather all the lights. Oh, yes. And going to be one big explosion. And when all those lights get together in unity. Oh, my. You know, talk about an explosive power that will come. You know, if all the people of light can just come together in power. You know, those little lights, they come together. My. A great light and a great revival that will sweep the elect right into heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want to sing the From Glory to Glory, He's Changing Me. From glory to glory, He's changing me. Changed into light is what we want to be, you know, and He's changing us. Hallelujah. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me, changing me into likeness of God and His Son. He's changing, changing me. He's changing me into His ness eternally, into the glory of God and His Son. He's changing, changing me. Now, let's sing that. Oh, hold on a second. Let's sing it with understanding. Bible says, Psalm 47, I believe verse 7 says, sing ye with understanding. And when you sing the song this time around, that likeness that He's changing us into is the light. Because He is light. And there is no darkness in Him. So when we are singing this, we are asking God to change us into true light and let there be no darkness in us. Jesus said of one man, Nathanael, one time, say, a true Israelite in which there is no God. You know, may the Lord say that about us in Jesus' name. There is no light. That means there is no guile. There is no darkness or anything. May the Lord say, those are my lights down there. There's no darkness in them. Praise the Lord. From glory to glory, He's changing me. Changing me. Changing me. Into the likeness of God and His Son. Sing with us. Changing me. He's changing. Let's eternally into glory of God and His Son. He's changing, changing me. He's changing me. Changing. Into His likeness eternally, into the glory of God and His Son. He's changing, changing, He's changing me. Changing me into likeness eternally, into glory of God and His Son. He's changing, changing me. Hallelujah.
The saints will win the battle for translation. The light of God is what's carrying us out of here. He's changing us. We are wrapped in his love. The closer to his appearance, the more perfect we will be. Closer in that love. Closer in that love. Closer into that light. Oh yes, more perfect. More perfect. More perfect. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We thank you. Enoch, he went in a chariot of fire. Well, we don't know exactly, but we believe that's how he went. Because my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, you know. And God has some celestial chariots. They are gathering steam. They're swooping down soon. Are you ready, folks? Elijah's saints will leave the earth and they will be translated without seeing death. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Without seeing death. Are Jesus coming? Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Without seeing death. Are Jesus coming? Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Elijah's saints will leave the earth without seeing death. Without seeing death. Are Jesus coming? If you believe that, you can say amen. Elijah's saints, they will leave the earth without seeing death. Just like Jesus. They will get in those chariots of fire. Hallelujah. I mean, just like Elijah. They will get in those chariots of fire. Enoch went in the chariots of fire. Elijah went in the chariots of fire. I am going in the chariots of fire. Oh, praise the capstone redeemer. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Enoch went the chariot of fire. Elijah went the chariot of fire. I am going. Oh, praise the capstone redeemer. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Enoch went the chariot fire. Elijah went the chariot fire. I am going the chariot of fire. Oh, praise the capstone redeemer. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Enoch went. Elijah went. I am going. Oh, praise the capstone redeemer. Confess it. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Enoch went. Elijah went. I am going. Oh, pray the capstone redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store. But he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. And we believe that he's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. Let's remind ourselves, you know, constantly and say, Jesus got me also. Amen. 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 He's coming soon. Amen. To gather his own. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 He's coming soon. Amen. To gather his own. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 He's coming soon. Amen. He'll gather his own. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. He's coming soon. Amen. To gather his own. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 He's coming soon. Amen. To gather his own home. If you listen, you might just hear the rumbling of those chariots. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let's believe God. You know, Elijah believed God, you know, and so on. And he went in those chariots of fire. Hallelujah. But before he did that, he also stood before the Lord. He would say, you know, the Lord before whom I stand, you know. So let's stand, you know, in awe of him. We can't do all any of these things that we have talked about tonight by ourselves. But let the life also of Jesus, let it be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. That's what the Bible says. The life also of Jesus being made manifest in this mortal flesh. You know, that's right. You know, not spiritual life. You know, the life of Jesus made manifest in the mortal flesh. Even in mortal flesh. You know, the eternal life, and what I meant was not spiritual bodies, what I meant. But in this mortal body, the light, eternal life can be made manifest in the mortal body and it will be changed. Hallelujah. He said, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall not all sleep. These things are in scriptures, folks. We shall not all sleep, which means we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. And we which are alive and remain, hallelujah, we shall be caught up with the Lord to meet with them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, those of us who are alive and remain by the grace of God, you know, we shall be caught up in the air. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the service tonight. We give you, Lord, the praise. We give you, Lord, the glory. My own shall receive full measure of faith, of love, and of righteousness. And they will be covered with the brightness, I mean, with my love as the brightness of the sun. I mean, that sun is light. This is what we are moving towards in the mighty name of Jesus. One more time as we sing that song to close. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord. The closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord. The closer my appearance, the more perfect you be. My own shall receive full measure of faith and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun. Let's put our hands together for the Lord's promises. Amen. These are his promises. These are his promises. Let us be assured that they will never fail. Amen and amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming to fellowship with us tonight. I know it's not an easy thing to come on a Friday night and so on. There's a lot of things going on. We want to thank you, and we believe that the Lord has encouraged our hearts to believe for translative faith. Amen. Translative faith, that's our goal. We are not stopping short at it by the grace of God. Short of that, we're going for translated faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in that eternal light forever and ever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Amen.